It's fair to say that most Canadians would rather watch a whale than kill one. Consider the great whale-watching tours, for example, there are to take in Cape Breton. Japan, Norway, Iceland, though, continue to hunt minke, sperm, and fin whales. For them, the hunt means money. But taking tourists to watch whales means money, too. In fact, whale watching has the potential to generate thousands of additional jobs and millions more in revenue around the world. That's the finding in a recent study in the journal Marine Policy. One of the co-authors is Professor Rashid Somalia. He's with the University of British Columbia. After yesterday's show, we reached Professor Somalia at his office in Vancouver. Here's our conversation.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Could you tell us more about what specifically your research has found?
Yeah, we looked at, first of all, we looked at the current contributions of whale watching to the global economy. And then we went ahead to look at what the potential is, you know, especially for countries that do not have whale watching industry. And what we found was that there's quite a potential there. At the moment, our estimate is that about 13 million people around the world go out in a year to watch whales. And in so doing, they contribute about $2.1 billion into the global economy through their expenditures. And this amount of money goes to support about 13,000 jobs. So that is the current state estimate.
That's the way it is. Now, how big could it get, do you think?
When we look at the trend in the last 5 to 10 years, there is an annual growth of at least 10% that we see. And our projections are that we're going to see at least 10% into the future because this is really a growing business. So there's a lot of potential. And when we did this study, we looked at what it is in the short term because, you know, projecting into the far future is not an easy task. So we did a short-term analysis. And also we made a strong assumption that the current state, right, we are not projecting new visitors coming into whale-watching countries, just the current tourist numbers. But then if you have a good whale-watching industry, some of them will spend their time to go watch whales and therefore spend and support jobs. So this is a strong assumption, which means that our estimate is actually very conservative. And this was done deliberately, right, so that at least we have a minimum potential. But the maximum can be quite high.
Okay, but a minimum of 10% growth.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Would countries such as Japan and Norway make more money with whale watching than the hunt, or is watching just more sustainable?
Yeah, I think into the future they can make more money doing what is also sustainable. So this is a double win. It's a win-win, really, according to our analysis.
How is it that those countries and Iceland are still able to hunt whales anyway? Isn't there a ban?
Yeah, there is with the whale watching. You know, what happens with the international bodies like the International Whaling Commission is you just choose not to be a member, and then the ban doesn't affect you because you are a non-member, something like this. See? So there is a way that you can just go ahead and do it by saying, hey, I stay out of this.
What do the countries in general do with the whales once they've harvested, or they use the word harvest, I guess, once they've hunted them?
In the case of Japan, the whales are then supposed to be used to study them and understand them and know how they're doing in the ecosystem and all that. That is the official statement about what happens. But then it ends up in the market, so people then treat them as meat and sell them.
What obstacles do you think you would run into when you try to get whale hunting nations to turn their focus from hunting to tourism and sightseeing?
Yeah, I think one of the big issues here, as I understand it, they are either cultural, traditional, and also political. You know, in Norway, I happen to have lived in Norway for some years. The whole idea is we don't like other countries telling us what to do. This is our culture. So you have that as a big stumbling block. The Japanese government uses that. Even though, actually, if you look back in history, Japan hasn't been eating whale meat for a long time. It's not a very long tradition, actually. So but these are the arguments that come. One, this is our culture. This is what we've always done. And number two, we don't want other countries telling us what to eat.
Professor Somala, what would you like to do with your research?
One of the first things I would like to do is exactly what you're helping me to do here, to get the information out to the public. Because in democracies, that's our only hope, right? You get good information out to the public, and hopefully this will be integrated in our decision-making as individuals. The way we vote, the way we use our money, what we buy. And so you are helping by conducting this interview, getting the information to Canadians, and that is one good first step.
All right. Well, thank you so much for telling us about your work.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Professor Rashid Somala is with the University of British Columbia. He's co-author of a new study on whale watching around the world.